Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
All right. Mamma mia, here I go again.
Sees the means of production.
No, we can't anymore. Magic Grandpa lost.
Magic Grandpa.
Yeah, that's what I think one of our listeners called a Magic Grandpa. Nice. And I'm like, all right, I can see that. I mean, we got our own Magic Grandpa, too.
That's true.
So,
well, it's not really magic, but he's just neither here nor there.
Well, his magic is in his socialism.
The magic is in us all along.
The magic was in us all along, except the evil. I won't talk too much politics on this, but, you know, Boris Johnson does look like the bad guy from a Roald Dahl movie, doesn't he?
The magic is less powerful than everyone's casual racism.
Yeah, I mean, but doesn't he look like the bad guy from like a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang or like a maybe that's not a Roald Dahl movie, but
he's cashing in the deed on the orphanage.
Yeah, 100%.
And they're like, but where will the children go? And he's like, well, my dear, that is not my problem.
Toot, toot, toot. And he jumps in like a car and it flies away with bat wings.
Yes, exactly. Perhaps they could work in the coal mines.
My coal mines.
Yeah.
Treacle toss.
They'll work it off in the acid mines.
Acid mines. That's one of my favorite like bits from Family Guy. Not many people know is when Peter gets captured by the child catcher from Babes in Toyland. And he's like, I have treacle tots. And every time I hear the word treacle, because we don't use treacle in the United States, we use usually molasses or something like that. UK still calls it treacle, which is weird to me. But that's what every time I hear a treacle in like the Great British Baking Show or something like that, I'm like, treacle tots.
The child catcher.
The child catcher's after me. Oh God. Oh sweet Jesus.
Potatoes and molasses.
That sounds disgusting.
It certainly does.
You know what? It might not be that bad. It's just like molasses is just sugar.
It's true.
It's tree blood.
It's like I guess it would probably end up tasting like somewhat like sweet grits, which are not bad.
Yeah. So. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I was it's been like my newest thing that I've been annoying my wife with is that I've been going on this one website called For the Love of Old Homes, and
you've become the child catcher.
No, and every time I'm on there, every time a house pops up in like Vermont or Nova Scotia or like, you know, the far northeast, New England, Canada, the Maritimes, I'm always just kind of like, come on, Dino, we can move up there, have a maple tree farm, we could farm molasses, turn it into rum, we could have northeastern accents, and be like, storms are coming, Ma.
You don't want to take that rod.
You don't want to take that rod.
That rod will lead you right to the cursed forest.
Exactly. That's what I want to do. I want to be like, nice.
Warn travelers about the cursed forest.
Yeah. There's a nor'easter coming. It's going to be a bad one this year, Mother.
Just, I like it.
Yeah, that's been my latest dream. Because she's been obsessed with Prince Edward's Island in Canada. Because of Anne of Green Gables takes place up there, and it's like one of her favorite childhood books.
What's a Prince Edward's Island?
It's one of the provinces of Canada.
Oh, I see.
Yes. You didn't know that?
No, never heard of it.
You've never heard of it? It's a little island. It's in the northeast.
No,
it used to be part of the Maritime Provinces.
I know of like Quebec.
Quebec.
And
well, who doesn't love Quebec?
Toronto.
I would move to Quebec and just speak French. Like, and horrible French at that, but just
broken-ass French.
Just broken-ass French, but only French. And, like, hold my nose up at people speaking English.
Nice.
I'd be that guy.
I like it.
Yeah. And I would have a deli that just serves smoked meats on bagels.
That's
my dream. That's my dream for when Trump eventually wins the second election.
Is this in addition to or instead of the molasses farmer?
Well, I mean, it's one or the other. I mean,
okay.
Yeah. I don't want to move to the West Coast over in that the fucking British Columbia with those hippies.
BC.
In the BC. Actually, the only reason I'd move to BC is to be in like really shitty CW shows, like because that's where they film all up there, or sci-fi. Any show that's filmed in Canada is done in British Columbia. I'd just
be
up there.
In the world of tomorrow.
I could be. You'd go up,
Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow. You'd go. You'd be like watching TV and you just see me in the background of every show. You're like, there's Joe. There's Joe. There's Joe.
I'm hiding in
there's
another Joe. Scene.
Yes, hiding in another scene, and that's you'd she'd be like, wow, he is living the dream as a background actor.
I was like, oh, look, there's him reacting to a joke in the background.
Yeah. Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon.
Yeah.
Cantaloupe watermelon. So I have absolutely nothing I fucking want to talk about today. There is like no fucking gaming news that has piqued my interest whatsoever.
I don't really think there's much gaming news.
I mean, like, literally, like, most of the shit that's happening is all just like sales and shit.
It's the end of the year. Yeah, I say it's the end of the year. There's not usually much of anything coming out.
Yeah, I mean, not even Games Workshop, who normally, like, here's our big news. And they haven't even, like, you know, nothing.
No.
Nothing. Not at all. I think there was, like, a 30K release from Forge World that they were like, oh, it's coming out.
And the Chaos, Slaves to Darkness.
Yeah, but I mean, we already kind of talked about that. And it's not much. It's just like, hey, remember all those Chaos... Your Chaos Fantasy army? Well, here's some new updated rules and a couple new models.
Yeah.
And they didn't even really need new models. The old models were fine.
I don't know. The new ones.
The new ones are badass. Pretty don't cool. Get me wrong.
They're pretty cool. Also, I guess the biggest news thing I think would be their start collecting box is all push fit.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
For the Chaos Ghost stuff?
Mm-hmm. Everything in that box is push fit.
You know, I'm not a big fan of push fit.
I wasn't until I started doing some of the newer PushFit models, and I was like, oh, okay, these are pretty cool.
I mean, like, how new?
The Death Guard release. The
really?
40K Death Guard release. Yeah, a ton of those guys are PushFit, and I didn't realize they were until, like, I actually pulled them out and put them together, and I was like, wow, those are fucking
Was that before
nice.
Or after AOS 2? I think it was after.
No, it was right before.
Yeah, because I was going to say the AOS 2 PushFit stuff was not great. I mean, yeah. It was okay, but it wasn't like...
Yeah, the ones I did were the Death Guard ones, and I was very impressed. I thought these were not push fit, but they are.
Yeah,
the biggest issue is if, you know, variety. Like, once you have a few of each, it's just kind of like, there's a lot of guys holding their bolter like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, sorry to interrupt my, I went to a White Elephant party yesterday, and we stopped over at Super H Mart and picked up a bunch of Japanese candy for the White Elephant. And I got some apple pie Kit Kats, right? Because you know they have the crazy ass Kit Kats in Japan. Of course, you know that. Isn't that because like Kit Kat means like lucky?
It sounds like Kitokatsu, which is like good luck.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just got a text from the guy who got it, and he's like, those apple pie Kit Kats are game changers.
Yeah. Do you know what's really good? The wasabi ones. They're so good.
I didn't want to go that far. You know?
They're real good.
I know, like...
Aren't White Elephant... Okay, so I keep going back and forth on this, because I thought White Elephant parties were... You were supposed to have really shitty presents.
It depends.
Has that changed recently? Because I saw...
Okay, so you have to... When you have a White Elephant party, you have to decide right at the bat what type of White Elephant it's going to be. It's either going to be cheap gift from home that you're getting rid of, or it's going to be, you know, like crazy.
Okay,
shit.
So there's like a modifier to the White Elephant.
Yeah, you have
okay.
to. And there's also my way of I like to do it is I like to do cheap gift, right? It has to be, and you have to do if you're doing a swap. This is a swap White Elephant. This is how you do it. You pick your gift. You decide the order. You pick your gift. Once you pick, when it's your turn, you either choose to A, take someone else's gift that they have already opened, or you pick a gift.
Okay.
Right? And then the next person can do that as well. They could either trade or they could pick a gift from under the tree or whatever, the Hanukkah bush, whatever you're using at the time. And then till the very end, and then the first person gets one chance to either keep their gift or they get to swap.
I see.
Yes, that's what their reward is, I guess. But that's the way I do it, and that's it.
All right, fair enough.
But I did. We did cheap gift. Is generally what it was, and I got Arnold Schwarzenegger socks. But I also threw in a couple Kit Kats.
Arnold Schwarzenegger socks sounds pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, push fit stuff. I like it because you get some really nice models out of it, but there's no customization. Which there's levels of customization I like. Give me the option of doing a head swap, you know? Like, don't just make the head part of the body and make it really hard to swap out heads. Maybe do some weapon swaps, but nothing too fancy. Not like, it's like, do I give him an axe or do I give him a mace? Because the mace has better stats than the axe in this situation. Yeah. No, just, it doesn't matter. If it's just a hand weapon, just allow me to switch it out and do whatever I want with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's like a lot, there's also levels of models that I would like prefer as push fits. It's like, elf spearman would be the ideal, like...
Well, any fantasy rank and file model, yeah, you kind of want his push fit. You don't want that much customization because you
don't
can't,
need it.
You can't rank them. Yeah. And you don't need it.
Yeah, it's like they're all elves. They're all elves in the same armor with spears. Like, you don't really need a bunch of variants, different heads and stuff like that because they're all... They're in uniform. They're all wearing the same thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You don't need any of that shit. But, you know, as I say, it's a... That box and that release is not something that's going to, like, change the world. I think more people are excited for the Chaos model so that they can customize their 40K Chaos army more than anything. And the guy who has the Kurgan helm, the Kurgan head.
Yes.
That's, I think,
he's
everyone's
the Kurgan.
Everyone's excited about the Kurgan
SpongeBob Meboyo.
SpongeBob the Musical was on Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah. Was it good?
No, it's fucking terrible, all but right. We watched it nonetheless.
I don't know. I liked the SpongeBob movie.
Well, it's different, though. This is a... There was, like, this whole thing with...
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't assume it's going to be terrible because just because it's a SpongeBob thing doesn't mean it's going to be bad.
That's true.
Like, I liked the movie. It was good.
I just...
New one's going to have Keanu.
I just think that the guy who played Patrick just doesn't hit the same as Bill Fagerbakker.
No. Yeah.
He's too good.
Who SpongeBob?
Exactly. It's like... His voice is too iconic for SpongeBob. Like, the guy who does SpongeBob, you can kind of go, like, all right.
It'd be like if Dan Castellaneta died and, like, they tried to recast Homer. It just wouldn't work.
Yeah, I think that's...
Because it would always... Like, even if they got a guy who sounded pretty good, they'd just be like, this guy's just doing an impression.
Oh, God, I hope that one of the main cast members dies of the Simpsons. They just end it. I hope they have, like, a secret final episode in the can done.
Oh, if one of the main cast dies?
If one of the main cast dies, boom, that's it. Over. This is the last episode of The Simpsons, just in case. I think in the case of The Simpsons, that needs to have happened, or it needs to happen ASAP, because they're dying left and right, man.
I mean, they're all getting pretty old.
Exactly. Well, the show's been on for fucking 30 years. Yeah.
Summer wind is blowing in from across the sea.
I was talking with my barber at the time, and barber the other day, and I was just like, there are kids who've... And there are people who have lived to their 30s and have never lived in a time without The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane to think about.
Yeah.
I can't remember what life was like pre-Simpsons. Granted, I was only 9 when it aired for the first time.
Yeah.
But
still. No, it makes sense.
Yeah. It's a weird way of looking at the world. It's sad.
Strange.
It's strange. But anyway, so you finally got to watch The Mandalorian.
Yeah, I watched a few episodes. I'm not caught up, but I've watched a few. It's good.
Yeah, you know what I like about it? I figured out what I like about it. None of the episodes are like an overarching story where it's like, oh, that guy from episode 1 has come back and now it's like this big plot point or whatever. Like, no, they're all just kind of self-contained little episodes of him doing shit.
Yeah. He's running around being Mando.
Yeah. And it's kind of
plus Carl Weathers.
God, just have Carl Weathers. I was really getting annoyed by some of the video game shit that was happening in the first couple episodes, where it was like, oh, you completed the job. Here's your reward. And then you take it back to the armor, and the armor upgrades your armor, and then you get your armor upgrade, and it's like, here are your special missiles. Only use it when you can, because you have a limited supply of them.
Yeah, he has special missiles.
Yeah, but it's super fucking video game.
Well, they're getting ready.
I mean, it really is. It's like... It's like, or when he goes back to his ship and it's like, oh, the Jawas have stolen parts of your ship.
Fucking Jawas.
Go and do this minigame to find the Jawas. Then you go do the Jawas. And the Jawas are like, we're going to trade you this if you go fight this fucking thing. And then you're like, oh, okay, here's my mini mission to go do this. And you go fight the boss
at the
end.
If you break it down like that, everything's a video game.
Oh, no, this is really a video game. It's not like the
when
Irish.
When he hopped onto the top of the sandcrawler and like 20 Jawas just shot him and he just fell off. Yeah. I fucking cracked up.
Yeah, it's not like the fucking Irishman is a fucking video game.
It is. It's just a really boring one.
It's a
Telltale game.
It's a Telltale game.
Yeah. You're just like,
do you kill Jimmy Hoffa or do you like Jimmy Hoffa stay alive? Kill Jimmy Hoffa.
Kill Jimmy Hoffa. Let's do that.
Did you watch it?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty good. I liked it.
I'm sure it's fine. I like.
It's
I like,
a long ass fucking.
I like
movie.
Most Martin Scorsese movies.
Martin, you're a big fan of The Aviator. I don't like The Aviator at all.
We're gonna go with an eh on that one.
Yeah, I'm not a.
Mostly, I just support Martin Scorsese because he dragged Marvel movies and made a bunch of comic book fanboys butthurt. So I like
he really
that.
Did make people butthurt, and it's kind of like you know, people are allowed to have their opinions, and it's not like Martin Scorsese.
Also, he's not even wrong. Like he was basically like, they aren't like high art, which is 100% accurate. Like, they're action movies. They're just big action movies.
Well, I think he was more about like, that's, they're crowding out other movies,
which is also true.
Yeah, I mean, Disney is really crowding out movies in the theater.
Yeah, I mean, Disney owns 70% of cinema, so what are you going to do? Nothing.
Yeah. I'm 100% in agreement with him about a lot of stuff. That doesn't mean I don't like Marvel movies.
I mean, they're spectacle.
Yeah.
They're action movies. Like, I mean, I've got nothing wrong with action movies, but I mean, I do like movies outside of the action genre.
Yeah, and me too. Not many, but I do enjoy an occasional sci-fi or horror movie.
Oh, you know, I just watched, speaking of horror movies, I just watched a horror movie called Don't Knock Twice. It was really good.
Yeah.
It had Starbuck in it.
Ooh.
The thing that was weird to me is,
Richard Hatch?
Lady Starbuck.
Oh.
Obviously, it wasn't Richard Hatch.
Is Richard Hatch dead?
No, but he's probably very old.
Let's check. Let's see if Richard Hatch is dead. We got nothing else fucking going on.
So I watched it, and the thing that surprised me the most about it is I hadn't heard anyone talk about it, but it was a really decent horror movie. Like, I was like, this movie's pretty fucking good. The monster was creepy. The concept of the monster was creepy. It was really good. So. I don't know. I'd never heard anyone talk about it, but I was very impressed when I was finished. It was on Netflix. Don't Knock Twice. Give it a watch.
Oh, Richard Hatch is dead. He died 2017.
There you go.
Yeah. Sorry to bring you down there with the death of the original Starbuck.
Do you have to bring me down?
I really liked his arc in the original, and then in the remake of Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, it was
where
good.
He played, what is his name, Tom?
He was like the politician guy.
Yeah, and he like the political dissident.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Man, that show fucking shit the bed.
Well, I mean, it was like, the last season was like so, it would be like, shit the bed, shit the bed, shit the bed. Amazing arc, shit the bed, shit the bed. Amazing arc, yeah. Shit the bed, shit the bed.
You're right.
I still, like, you could really watch that show. You could stop watching that show after they escape New Caprica.
Yeah, you could just kind of call it.
Yeah, after they escape New Caprica, you could probably watch the last story arc before the final episode, which was the mutiny one,
mm-hmm.
which was, I thought, that was fucking,
that was
good.
Gripping.
It was very gripping.
Yes.
But everything else you could kind of just like,
meh. Yeah.
I mean, the final five Cylon arc, I don't know what they were thinking.
I don't know. I think they were like, we'll do this. And they were like, yeah, okay, that sounds good.
We're going to make Saul, Frack, and Ty a Cylon? What the fuck?
Yeah, they're like, okay, sure.
I mean,
oh, man, you didn't preface your spoiler. Someone's going to get real upset
about this 11, 12-year-old spoiler at this point. I think I was married at the time, so was it 2009?
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
I think like either 2009 or 2010, I think. Yeah, 10-year-old spoiler. But... I fuck that. I'm not gonna.
It's a real shitty spoiler.
Yeah,
it was a fucking terrible plot arc.
Well, I mean, and that's one of the things I'm saying is like, if you're writing this show as a writer or like a showrunner, I would probably at least have it plotted out. You know, like George R. R. Martin knows how Game of Thrones is going to end. Mm. He has an idea of how it's going to end, or at least he has the ending written. Like. Blah, 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 point A, point B, point C, point D. And that's what he gave to the fucking writers, and they just shit the bed. But the...
I didn't really think it was that bad.
It's pretty bad. I mean, I rewatched the last season, and I was like, this is, there's a lot of bad parts.
It seemed like a hurry-up offense, but
yeah.
Other than that, it was kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what people were expecting, I guess, was my thing.
I think if they need to give it, like, I can't know. I wouldn't know how to fix it.
I think it's because they just wrapped it up too fast.
They wrapped it up way too fast. Yeah. If they didn't wrap it up that fast, it would have been fine.
I think you're right.
There's so much shit in there that made no... There was no reason why we cared about half that shit throughout the entire show.
Too fast.
Too fast, too furious. Yeah.
Yep.
And it, you know, people, it shit the bed. So there were people who would dress up in fucking costumes from Game of Thrones. There was fucking props and toys and everything, and no one gives a shit about it anymore. Like, it just disappeared like that. And I mean, I'm sure there'll still be people who do the Game of Thrones cosplay or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Also, I mean, despite the fact that I do agree that they shit the bed, I was thinking about it too. It's like, there's no way that show would have had a no matter what they did, I don't think the show would have had a satisfactory ending.
It was
too big.
I think there was too many people rooting for too many people to win the Iron Throne.
Also true.
Yeah. Like, oh, I want Jon Snow to win, or oh, I want Daenerys to win.
I still stand.
No, not a single person ever said, I want Bran to win.
I still stand by my 100% belief that it should have been a TPK.
I believe that too.
That would have just like the Night King rolling up and killing everyone, like everyone, like, and you give all the characters a heroic last stand, but they're all just dead, and then like everyone dies. Last shot is the fucking White Walkers just going back to the North after they've killed everyone.
Yeah. Well, then, no. This is how I would have had it. They marched all the way down to fucking Dorne. Like, it would have been like they overrun Winterfell, and there's like a massive retreat of people and the dragons and everyone going back to King's Landing. And they go to Cersei, and they're like, look, this is coming. Like, we can't stop it. And, or they go to, like the last season, they're going to every, like, major castle on their way back. They go to fucking the Eyrie. They go to the Twins. They go to, and they're just like, look, this is happening. This is going to happen. We need to make our last stand somewhere. And they're like, let's do it at King's Landing. And then finally they get to King's Landing, and Cersei is like, all right, fine, we're going to do this. But you can see like the Night King marching his way down south, and the people who reject him just get wiped out. You know, I mean, but like little villages remain, but like the massive castles get wiped out, right? And so by the time that they get to King's Landing, there's a massive battle. That's when you have the massive fucking battle. Like Battle Pelennor Field's huge, right? With all the zombies and everything like that, and this massive, and that's where everybody gets their last stand. And then the final scenes you see are the Night King going all the way down south to Dorne and just finally just destroying everything. And then he marches all the way back up. But as he's going back, winter is retreating and you're seeing people able to come out of their houses. Like the village, like the peasants, you know, the people that that Jeremy Corbyn support. You
know. Bring it back to the front.
Bring it back, you know, call back. They're coming out and they're, you know, they're like, is it safe? And they start to live their life again. And they just go on as normal because they're fucking peasants. They don't care about the Game of Thrones. And then as the Night King goes back up north over the wall or whatever have you, you see some people like finally come out and civilization starts up again. And then they talk about the Age of Heroes with Daenerys or Jon Snow. It's like fast forward 1,000 years and we're 500 years.
Yeah,
a new
king is sitting on the Iron Throne.
Yeah, a new king. Well, it's not even Iron Throne. It's a new king and a new city and everything else.
No, just bring it. Because all the bodies are gone. Because all the corpses get up and walk back over. So it would just be empty castles.
That's even badass.
Yeah, so then you just
it's like a repaired city. Like, you could see, like, parts of the wall are, like, fixed up hastily. Yeah. Or, like, there's the new wall or something, you know, like that.
Yeah, so there's a new king on the Iron Throne because he's just the dude who happened to seize power when there was a power vacuum.
No, even better. There's a maester sitting there teaching a young prince, like, and that's the story of John the Pretty Head.
Yes.
And
and of course he knew how to use it.
Yes. And like, he's doing that. And the boy's like, but what about the Queen Daenerys and her dragons? Wouldn't they take care of it? No, they weren't strong enough in Dungeons. Damon Lindelof didn't know how to write that episode.
They got fucking rocked.
They got rocked. TPK, totally, all the way.
Yeah.
And that's the way it ends. Some say it's a legend, you know.
Yeah, I stand by my belief that it would have been a fantastic.
That's actually a pretty good ending.
Everyone dies.
I'm not a writer. Don't get me wrong.
Just everyone dies, and it just does kind of a quasi reset.
Kind of what it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
it is a little predictable though.
No, are you kidding me? No one would have seen that coming.
We would have, because we really high fantasy.
I wanted it. I would have just been like, yay.
Well, I mean, okay, maybe I wouldn't have seen it coming, but I could have. I could understand that ending.
Yeah, I wouldn't have seen it. I wouldn't have seen it coming because I wouldn't believe that they would be ballsy enough to do it.
Yeah, I could see them doing that. I mean, it's just high fantasy enough with like the cyclical, what the Battlestar Galactica, what once was will now be again, or yes, whatever that is, you know.
No one tells me what to do because I'm ballsy. I will smoke my stogie where I want.
Hey Lou. Oh man, yeah. That did shit the bed. Same thing. Why do all the good shows have to shit the bed?
Yeah, it's inevitable. It doesn't matter. Everything that struggle. it's because they write so well. They're like they fuck it up because they're like they're doing so well and they're just like, we can't keep this up.
we can't do it. And then you have like Well, Lord of the Rings didn't fuck it up, but that's not a TV show.
Also, it was already a self-contained thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, it was already done. He didn't write Lord of the Rings, and then he didn't write The Fellowship, and then go like, all right, I gotta spend a bunch of time writing The Two Towers now. He, like, had them all done and was just like, all right, these are done. Just through the, like they're done. They're finished.
That's true.
It's just if George R. R. Martin had written all of the Game of Thrones already,
like
there's no way it would have shit the bed either because it would be done. It's a very long complete story.
He wrote the Lord of the Rings and it has a very satisfying ending.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings is also it's a heroic saga, so it's gonna be.
The new Lord of the Rings meme that I really enjoy is the one they're doing like you friends bow to no one, and there's Frodo's like Frodo realizing that he wasn't going to throw the ring into Mount Doom. Yeah. It's like, or Sam like looking at Frodo realizing that he wasn't going to throw the ring in Mount Doom. It's like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, we're not going to tell anyone.
We're
about
not going to tell anybody about that one. But yeah, actually, here's something. Fantasy Flight is now they've been releasing the new Clone Wars stuff.
More like Fartasy Fart. Got him.
Got him. I don't know. I kind of like the new stuff that they're releasing for the Clone Wars stuff.
Is it because you can finally have a Newt Gunray miniature and be racist on the tabletop?
Misa Newt Gunray. Wait, was he...
Don't forget about Jar Jar Binks. Not Jar Jar Binks. Jar Jar Binks. Jar Jar's father, who unsuccessfully attempted to shoot himself in the head while stuck on an island with Jar Jar Binks.
Is that canon now?
That's actually real. I don't think it's canon anymore because they deleted all extended universe, but that's an actual thing that happened in the former extended universe.
If you want to have some fun online, go to any Star Wars forum.
And just be like, that's not canon.
That's not canon anymore.
I don't even say anymore. Just be like, that's not canon.
Exactly.
You don't even need to say anymore. You just go like, that's not canon. Yeah,
that's
not canon. What are you talking about?
It's like the AG-88.
Dengar who?
Like the IG-88 in The Mandalorian. It was IG-11. There's no IG-88.
Well, it just wasn't an IG-88. It's an IG unit. There's only five IG-88.
No. There's only one IG-88.
I guess that would technically be extended universe.
Yep.
Establishing there's five. There's just one.
There's just one. And then people who say like, here's an even better
Dengar's
one.
Dengar's got that diaper on his head.
When people say, the Clone Wars cartoon series or Rebels is canon, you just go, no, it's not. They could change it anytime they want. It's not canon. No one cares about that.
Did they count the I think they actually might count
the count them as canon. Okay. But you know that given like that, it's not canon. Like if a movie contradicts something.
It's currently canon.
It's currently canon, but it's not going to be canon if they don't want it.
It's Nick canon.
It's what? Let's go old school on that one. But yeah, all that Star Wars because of Disney Plus, I went back and rewatched the prequels. God, are they fucking terrible. And then it's like you see these articles written by these
the ultimate Star Wars take, it's like it all boils down to the originals have some bad parts. The prequels have some good parts. Done. Like, that's it. That's the ultimate Star Wars take.
What about the sequels?
Same. Yeah. They have some bad parts. Like everything Star Wars, minus the prequels, has some bad parts. The prequels have some good parts. And that's it. You're done.
I don't even know if
the take's over.
If the prequels have some good parts.
They have some good parts.
What good parts the sequels
have? Nothing particularly like gripping story-wise, but there's like the lightsaber fight between Qui-Gon, Obi-Wan, and Darth Maul is pretty cool.
Where they're not hitting each other.
Yes. That's pretty cool. The pod race conceptually is fine, minus the fact that it lasts for like 500
pretty cool.
The pod race was pretty cool. I'll allow it. Judge, you've never been in a Steven Spielberg movie. I was in Gremlins, but not Gremlins 2. Hey, you're right. I'll allow it. and then
Gremlins was directed by Joe Dante.
I mean, there's parts that are all right. In Clone Wars, like the whole like arena battle is pretty cool. Like it's mostly just like reasonably good action sequences.
Attack of the arena scene in Attack of the Clones was fucking terrible.
No, it's fun. It's fucking Mace Windu going. This party's over.
It also has
Jango Fett getting chumped harder than any character in Star Wars history.
Chumped harder.
He's just like, it's like, oh man, Jango Fett, remember when you rocked Obi-Wan on that fucking rainy planet? Yeah, he's dead in like a millisecond against Mace Windu. It's like, all right. There goes his head.
And he picks up the helmet, and the helmet head just goes
that,
thunk.
That, if the head fell out, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that movie's definitely the worst of the prequels, I think. But it's like...
Here's a question for you. Why did Jango Fett take his fucking helmet off?
It's true.
The fucking Mandalorian doesn't take his helmet off. It's true. Mando doesn't.
Because Jango Fett's a bad Mandalorian.
Mando. Come over here, Mando.
Mando. Every time they say it, I just think of Jango. I'm like, Mando.
I was something in the air.
You can let him sleep in the big lands, Peter?
The Mando.
I don't like that one.
You don't like Fernando?
No. I do like Mando as in Django, but not Fernando.
You know, like, oh, man, I'm on an ABBA mood today.
Ew.
What's the matter with ABBA?
That's disgusting.
They're Eurozone, or what the what is that called?
Eurovision?
Eurovision winner. I think it was like... And
oh, man. Epic sax guy.
I you know, Eurovision, as much as, like, it is an infinitely enjoyable thing to watch because it is so fucking wacky. Like, it is definitely not for the mainstream. Like, mainstream audiences, like, watching that, you're just like, what the fuck is going on in Slovakia? Or, like, fucking...
Slovenia.
Slovenia. Or, like... Italy comes up and they got like a fucking like guy dressed up as a lion fucking riding a unicycle playing a banjo and you're just like, what the hell is going on? And they're like, this is the most popular performer from Sicily.
A harmonica like erupts from his chest.
Yeah. Some fucking crazy thing like that. And then like it just, you're like, this is nonsense. This doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And then you have like ABBA come on and they sing like Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen.
You're like, all right, Dancing Queen works. The only song that ever I think it ABBA never had a number one hit in the United States.
No.
They number three, Dancing Queen, in 1970, whatever. But bizarre. I don't know. ABBA's enjoyable. How can you hate ABBA?
I didn't say I hated ABBA. I just said, ugh, ABBA.
How can you say, ick, ABBA?
I like this. I go, ick, but quickly, ick. And then I say, ABBA. So I go, ick, ABBA. That's how you do it.
I guess.
Next thing you know, you're gonna tell me about whatever that what's the fucking musical? What's the ABBA musical?
Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia. Yeah,
say, Nick, you tell me how much you love Mamma Mia.
No, I don't like that. I'm not a huge fan of the musical. If I was in it, I would play the Pierce Brosnan part. Just because I would like to sing like this.
That's awful.
That's all like Pierce Brosnan sings in that. I've watched it.
That's awful.
What's the matter?
It's a drive-by fruiting.
There is a Mrs. Doubtfire musical now.
That's also awful. Not everything needs a fucking musical.
It's not surprising though. There's a Groundhog Day musical.
What?
Yeah.
Why is there? So are musicals where movies that would never possibly get a theatrical remake just get made into a thing now?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. They get remade into like a musical or something like that. Beetlejuice is a musical. It's a terrible musical, but it's a musical. Some people like it. I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah, I mean that I could. Out of all of the ones you listed, Beetlejuice is the one I could see as a musical, which is unfortunate. You said it's terrible.
Well, the problem is it deviates so far from the fucking material that you're just kind of like, no, the movie's perfect. It's like, it's little, it's encapsulated.
Come for your daughter, Chuck.
Come for your daughter, Chuck. It keeps getting funnier every single time I see it.
Nice fucking model.
Honk, honk.
Yeah. Movie's real good.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to do some of the stuff because of special effects, but, like, it's not... It doesn't have to be deviated that much, and the songs are really not that great.
Do they sing a song about sandworms?
See,
now that's what I want. I want Dune the musical.
Dune the musical. 7 hours long.
Yeah, it's a 7-hour production with 3 intermissions.
Yes.
Spice must flow. Must flow, must flow, must flow.
Well, Kevin has this theory on musicals that what makes them terrible, modern musicals terrible, is especially movie ones, is that they find a line from a movie.
And make a song out of it.
And they make a song out of it. Like something that was memorable from the movie, they make a song out of it. So, like, for example, in Dune, like, they'd have a song called My Name is the Killing Word, Killing Word, and it would just be like, because he says it, like, very briefly in the movie or in the book. He's like, my name is the Killing Word. And then it's all of a sudden they'd have like a fucking entire song about it. A huge production number out of it.
I see.
Yeah. However, you probably could make there are some musical parts. Gurney Halleck plays the fucking whatever guitar he has.
Yeah, the weird sitar thing.
Yeah, they call it something.
Now, you know what would make a dope musical? Lord of the Rings.
They tried doing that.
I don't know.
It was more parody-esque.
Yeah, see, like they could just make a really good musical with Lord of the Rings because Lord of the Rings has music in it. So instead of having like...
The road goes ever yes. on and on. Down from the door where it began.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah.
They could just do that. Like the and then the warg sings. You get a bunch of people in warg costumes singing. Yeah, that would be great.
Down the goblin town.
I love that was my
actually,
favorite.
Actually, the cartoon kind of is already, yeah. already a musical,
right? Because fucking there's so much music in the Middle Earth stories. Yeah. Like there's a ton. Like when the hobbits have a fucking bath song. Like
they do.
Like
when
the hobbit
all, when they're all taking a bath.
Yeah, they're
together.
All taking a bath.
Everyone
together.
Kind of forgets that happened in the first book.
Well, I mean, they're not in the same tub, but
we don't
all,
know that.
No, they established there's several tubs with warm water in it.
I don't know if I'm in a room with a bunch of guys taking a bath. I'm just saying.
I mean, they're all taking a bath together. It's not that they're not taking a bath together. What I'm saying is they're not all in this. It's not one giant tub. It's several
it
tubs of hot
been,
water.
It should have been one giant tub.
Farmer Baggins wasn't that rich.
Yeah.
Not Baggins.
Farmer Maggot.
Farmer Maggot. Farmer yeah. Maggot wasn't that rich. But yeah, I mean, they sing a bath song. They sing about it's nice to have warm water in my bath. Yeah, it's fucking,
like to scrub yeah. my taint.
And the best part about that is that before the song is prefaced by them going like, they decided to sing one of Bilbo's favorite bath songs, which
Frodo.
Means that
Frodo's
no, Bilbo. Oh, it's yeah? one of Bilbo's favorite bath songs. So that means that there's a couple things to take away.
There's,
a breakdown.
It's multi-layered.
There's a breakdown in this. One. They've all heard Bilbo's bath song. One. Yeah. Two, Bilbo has a favorite bath yes. song. Three, there are multiple bath songs. So there's a lot
Four,
of...
Four, they've heard the bath song enough times to have memorized
yes,
it.
Yes, to know it, yes. Which is great. And it's just fantastic. But there's a ton of... There's music constantly.
Yeah.
So they could easily do a very good musical for that. And as long as they didn't fuck it up by deviating... And making their own songs. Just use the songs that exist. They sing, and there's a variant of the dwarf song in The Lord of the Rings. The hobbits sing their own song while they're on their journey, and they specifically say it's inspired by the song of the dwarves before they went
to
the mountain.
So if I was going to do The Lord of the Rings musical, this is how I would do it. And I would do the Hobbit musical if I was going to do anything, because it'd be way easier to do The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. There's a lot less things.
Because then you have a person coming on stage and going, meanwhile, in Cirith Ungol. And then it's like you have to do a whole scene change just to do Cirith Ungol. I would do the Hobbit, and I would have all of the dwarves. There'd just be like, for every pair of dwarves or like set of three, there'd be one performer and
with the
sticks
the
that
Macat
do
guys
yeah with multiple dwarves on there, and so that's how we would do it. They would do like a kick line with all the maquettes.
Fucking kick line.
Yes. Well, that's like the what is it, blunt the knives and blah, blah, blah. Like that would be a turn.
That's what Bilbo Baggins hates.
Da, 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 and then it would turn into a giant kick line, and it's like
I like it.
That's what Bilbo Baggins hates, and it'd be like
and there's sparklers.
Yeah, sparklers. And,
the only thing I would make sure that I put in the Lord of the Rings musical that wasn't just from the book would be concerning hobbits.
Concerning hobbits.
100% necessary to have concerning hobbits.
Yeah. Well,
apparently there's a guy in Philly who rides around on a fucking unicycle playing Concerning Hobbits on a violin.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a large thread on Twitter not too long ago about just that. It's the that guys of like your local area, and apparently there's a lot of that guys in the country.
I don't doubt it.
There was Black Superman. He's like an old dude who just walks around in a Superman outfit. And they're just like, what's the story? Like, yeah, he just walks around in a Superman outfit.
In Blue Island, we had Louie, who was a, he was an interesting individual. He would ride around on his bicycle all the time. He was a very nice man. He was not, there was nothing wrong with him. He was a little slow, but, just a good guy, but he was the local, that guy.
Yeah.
Wasn't too crazy.
Yeah. Smiling Charlie was one of them. And it's just like, they had a picture of him. He's always riding around on his bike, and he's always smiling.
Smiling Charlie sounds kind of like a horror character. Yeah,
he does, until you see him and you're like,
yeah, that's Smiling Charlie.
Yeah, yeah. Smiling Charlie is like when you like before you see him, you're like, oh my god, that sounds so horrifying. And then you see him and you're like, oh.
It's like the Philadelphia Green Man.
Yes.
What you think that it's like, oh, this doesn't sound
it sounds
too,
like a cryptid.
This doesn't sound too terrifying. Then you see his picture like, oh, yeah. He wasn't really that bad of a guy. He was just.
It's the opposite.
It was a horrible accident.
Yeah, he's the opposite. It's a cryptid.
Well, yeah. He was just a guy who had his face melted off in a power line accident.
Yeah. Human cryptids.
Yeah. Human cryptids. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. They're human cryptids. That's what they are.
Kind of like cocaine. Like
tell
cocaine.
Of a drug.
You don't think cocaine exists until you see it once, and then you see it everywhere once you've seen it once. Yeah, that's kind of how it works. You're like, oh, is that? It's like, you know what? I've never seen a person doing cocaine. You always think you're going to hear about people doing cocaine in a bar. Oh, there's a person doing it there. And then you're like, oh, God, there is a person doing cocaine right there. And then it's like all of a sudden you look around and everybody's doing cocaine. And
you're
like,
doing cocaine?
It's like, ah.
Now I'm doing it.
I don't want to do cocaine. I don't need that in my life. But yeah, that's I don't know how we got on that deviated tangent, but whatever. This is not going to be a long episode, I'll tell you guys, because I literally, like, oh, here's a new one. Here's the Games Workshop news of the day. New Blood Bowl and, new Blood Bowl kits for 40K. So you can get your big ogre, the big ogre.
Hell yeah. Now we're fucking talking.
Yeah, the ogre females.
Ogre titties, baby.
Yeah. Why is it Blood Bowl is more progressive than all the other Games Workshop games?
No, there is one ogre titty model in Age of Sigmar.
Yeah, but she has to wear a beard because
the beard is a separate bit.
I know it's a separate bit, but she has to wear the bit.
I want to put it on like her on her fucking hip.
Put it on her hip, like she's gonna pull it off and put it on whenever she needs to. Oh God, yeah, I don't even know. I don't care. I've just been
look at this picture.
It's rabbits making waffles.
Yeah, it's delightful.
Yeah, I've been really working hard with the resin printer lately, making tons of bootleg models. It's a fantastic, like, really, it's the future of the hobby.
100%. Bootleg models?
No, just making your own models at home. It doesn't take that long. It takes about 3 hours to make. You can make about 10 models in 3 hours.
Yeah, but they're not. You can't glue them together with plastic glue, and they're going to shatter if you drop them.
No, they don't. They really don't. They're really strong.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good. I don't, my experience with resin is always like if you drop it, it explodes into million pieces.
This resin is the UV resin, so it's the same resin they put on your teeth.
Oh, right. Yeah, you mentioned that.
So it's like if you could bite it, and it doesn't shatter.
That's true.
Like, you know, nice. Bite with it and it doesn't shatter. So it's pretty good. But yeah, that's like it's going to be the future of the fucking hobby because there's no reason to ever fucking buy a model when you could just print it out at home. Like, could go to the store to buy this figure or could just.
What if I want my plastic sprues?
Your plastic sprues with the bits?
I want the bits.
I made a shit ton of bits at home in Tinkercad.
But it doesn't work with plastic. Doesn't work with plastic glue.
It does not work with plastic glue. You have to use regular glue.
There you go. Almost there.
But why does it have to work with? Why do you care about plastic glue versus regular glue?
The bond's permanent.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I don't always want the bond to be permanent.
I always want the bond to be permanent.
I don't know. I've fucked up enough models to know that I never want anything to be permanent.
This guy, you clearly glued his left hand onto where his head should be. Oh, yeah, I guess I made a mistake there.
It's just
an arm sticking out of his neck with a bolter.
It's Fisto. I think we've talked about this guy before who's got the fist on the helmet with the fist with the chainsword on the helmet. And he's got two chainswords in his hands.
Yep, yeah.
He's with the Emperor's chainswords.
Yeah, he's got a chainsword in each hand and he has a fist with a chainsword coming out of his forehead. It's Fisto.
I like how no one has ever really questioned the chainsword of 40K. Like, no one's ever stopped and said, stop, wait. Why do they need a chainsword sword?
Because it looks cool.
A chainsaw sword. I mean, it looks cool, but when you think about it, not really that practical.
I believe, if I remember correctly, it's been a while, so someone more versed in 40K lore can correct me if I'm wrong, which I very well might be. But I believe it's because it is set up to cut through armor. So like it's because the chainsword is designed to fight like other space marines, so you can cut through their ceramite with it.
I think my knowledge of 40K lore is generally this. If you look at Car Wars would have stuff like crack grenades and stuff like that, but they would have like a trademark on that, so there was a company making crack grenades.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually over the 30,000 years that you get from Car Wars to Warhammer, the Horus Heresy, it's that it's just become like Band-Aid. Like,
yes.
It's a brand name that's just become the type. So eventually, and so like a lot of stuff like chainsaws were probably like it was just like a chainsaw that they would use to cut trees or whatever. They're like, well,
You know what else this could cut? People.
Exactly. I should make this into a weapon. You know, it's like Chainsword was like a brand name of something that they would use to cut wood or whatever else have you. And then they just turned it into that because they're like, you know what? This chainsaw would be great if I put a handle on it and swing it like a sword. Because I know everybody at some point has said when they're holding a chainsaw, going, you know what this would be good as? A sword.
I like it.
Except me. I really do not like using chainsaws. I've cut my fingers enough times to know that I shouldn't be using this. I should not be using this at all. I mean, like, speaking of making bootleg shit, I'm literally making a Zone Mortalis board at home. Just with the shit that I, with my printers at home. It's taking a while, but you know what? I have no real rush to make the board, so it's taking my time in building it. And, you know, I'm not going to pay the $300 it would cost to buy one tile of Zone Mortalis or however much it costs.
Yeah.
It probably actually doesn't cost that much. It's probably like $100 or something like that.
Yeah.
But it would still be like $900 to have a full board of Zone Mortalis. And I can just print it out myself. It'll take like a month so to do, but I can just do it on my own.
I actually, one of the things
probably cost about $150 worth of material.
One of the things I was thinking about resin printing though is I think the future is digital modeling. It's going to be like, I mean, this is obviously pretty far from now, but I think it'll be something like you log on to your account and you're like, I want to do some Space Marines, and you go unit of 10, and it boots up your first Space Marine. It's just parts.
Yeah.
And you click and drag your parts together, and you make a Space Marine in the pose you want. You're like, cool. And it goes to your next one. And then when you're finished, you pay your however much money it is. You get your file that is those Space Marines, and you print those.
That's what it is now.
Yeah. You drag and drop your thing.
I can literally do that right now.
What I'm saying, like, that's going to become ubiquitous.
Yeah. I was going to say, I do that right now, and I don't pay for it because they're all bootleg.
Do they actually give you components? You can just drag them,
yeah,
and drag and drop? That's nice.
I have a file right now. It's like Space Marine legs. They call it something else. They call it like Galactic Fighter legs, right? And so you get like, they give you like a set of five, right? And then so you just put that on what you want to print. If you got leftover space, you could do some torsos on there, some heads, and it just prints them all out. And you just pop them off, and you just glue them together, and there you go. Well, you got to clean it a little bit, you know, because it's got the resin on there. And then you just pop them together, and there you go. There's your Space Marines. That's literally what I do now, and it's insane. It's literally insane, and I don't know why it's taken me this long to figure this out to get to this point. But yeah, and that's what Titanforge is doing. Titanforge is literally like, you know what? We have these electronic files. We print our stuff usually through 3D printing anyway, so we could just sell the files to people who want to print their own stuff. And they are. It's like a subscription for $10 a month. They give you like a package of models to that you can do, and they're fantastic. They're the same stuff that you get on their website, and it's only limited to the amount that, like, your level of printing. So if like you're that guy like me who likes to fiddle with the settings until you get perfect, you could do that. Or you could be like my friend Chris, who's just like, whatever, click, comes out, and you're like, that's kind of good.
Xeroxing models.
I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's like, you're like, you know, if you took a little bit of time, you could fix this.
Ah, fuck that. Yeah. I'm printing 3 models already.
But he does like Mandalorian. He tried to do the Mandalorian armor, and it's like, just like, you just got to take a little bit of time. You can make it look really good. And just like,
slap it together.
Yeah, slap it together. Slap a sticker on it and sell it. And yeah. But yeah, it's literally like that. I have two printers now. I have a resin printer and a plastic printer. Plastic printers for terrain, resin printers for figures. And it works fucking perfectly. If I could get a bigger resin printer, I might do that. But that's the only other thing that I would probably do at this point.
I look forward to your Dick Marine army.
The Dick Marine. Did you like that Dick Marine that I sent
you?
Yeah,
it's good.
It literally will look like a Dick Marine.
Yeah, it's a Dick Marine.
I'm going to print you a Dick
and
Marine.
And a Banana Marine. Dick Marines versus Banana Marines.
Take that to Adepticon.
Yes.
Nice. I'll take that. That's one of the Primarchs that got wiped out by the Emperor.
He's a big banana.
The banana guy and the dick guy. Those are the two Primarchs that got wiped out.
Yes.
The Emperor was like, you know what? It's too ridiculous. We gotta get rid of these guys. We gotta get rid of Biggest Dickus and Banana Maximus.
Yeah. He's like, we gotta rid of Biggest Dickus, and Biggest Dickus is like, but what about Bananas Maximus? And he's like, yeah, all right, we'll get rid of him too.
Banana Maximus is like, God, you are a huge dick.
Yeah. I bring potassium to the Emperor.
Potassium for the Emperor. Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. I think that it'd be pretty fun for Adepticon. Speaking of, we can talk about that a little bit. We got like a few minutes left. Might as well for the last 10 minutes. Adepticon went on sale. All the tickets went on sale for the events and everything like that. You're not doing anything, right?
No.
Are you going to do Golden Demon at least?
No.
No? No. He's shaking his head violently till his headphones come off. But yeah, I'm doing 30K events. I'm doing Thursday. That's the only thing I signed up for. I have two Thursday events, and just the rest I'm just going to ride out. Because they always do Adepticon right before spring break for schools, and teachers are not allowed to really take that Friday off before spring break. So I could do anything on Friday, which is fine. But I'm doing Zone Mortalis for 30K, the little tournament that they have. And then I'm going to do the singles tournament because there's a double Zone Mortalis. But I'm kind of like, I don't know this game well enough to like really compromise another player and ruin their game for them. And I'm doing the Big Blam, which is the bring all of your big fucking shit and throw it on the table and just destroy it until midnight, and that's it. So I'm going to bring my homemade Titans.
Nice.
Yeah. Like I did last year. It was fun. But yeah, those are the two events that I'm doing, and I think I'm just going to cruise for the rest of the con. Kind of just... what I'm thinking about doing is I'm thinking I'm just going to bring a cooler, and I'm just going to sit in the lobby and drink. That's all I'm going to do. Maybe play a couple games here and there, but...
That sounds like a quality experience.
Exactly. Exactly. But, yeah, you're... I don't know. They're not. You'd probably just do AOS.
Yeah, and team tournament. But I'm sure they're both sold out already.
Yeah. I'm sure you could probably end up on the team if someone needs one. So if you're an Adepticon player and you're looking for a teammate who plays Nurgle, you could look up Steve. He might be able to play.
They're going
to
want to win, so they're not going to go with Nurgle.
No one cares that much. It's not that hyper-competitive. Yes, there are hyper-competitive players who are there, but most people don't give two shits.
That's true. The team tournament's a little more cash than
yeah, you can always... Before. Did you pick up some OC Arc Bone Reapers yet?
I do have some, yes.
Yes, you picked them up.
Yes.
Did you get any catapults?
I need three.
You don't need three. You went through one tournament and the catapults dominated.
Need three.
They didn't even really dominate.
It's not just one. It's statistical analysis of their performance at multiple events, and the catapults are the jam. They're really, really good. They do everything. Everything that's good in Age of Sigmar, the catapults do. It's like snipe characters. Yep, they can do that. Kill horde units. Yeah, they can do that too.
How much do they cost each?
200 points.
No. Dollar wise.
Oh, 80 bucks.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No, they're.
I mean, it's expensive.
For how big they are, I'm surprised it's not more.
No. I can. We might be able to look overseas to see if we can get it cheaper.
Nah, it's all right. I don't. That's like that's still kind of like on the back burner anyway. Because I need to finish.
I like how you're like it's on the back burner. So by the time you get to it, the OC Arc Bone Reapers will have been nerfed and like.
But that's exactly it. Because then it's just like I don't have any catapults yet. I only the only minis I have are the core troops battle line stuff.
Yeah.
So like that's all I have because I figured by the time I get to them, there will have been a lot of tournaments, so I can see exactly the optimal number of catapults I need.
Yeah.
It might end up being zero because they might discover some new interaction. So that's.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Don't freak out because it's really really early in their tournament life cycle.
Yeah. So luckily, like I said, by the time I'm finished with all my Nurgle shit, which is like on the cusp of completion.
You know what tournament I think you could probably get into is Lord of the Rings tournament.
Probably, but I don't have anywhere near a complete Lord of the Rings force at all. So
no, not even like if you just not even green not even and a said
little,
they're ghosts.
Not even a little. Yeah, they're ghosts. I just throw sprues on the table like this sprue.
They're the army of the dead. No, they have to be base sprues.
I'll get giant bases and just put a base down and put a sprue on top of the base.
It's a ghost Moomba kill.
Yeah, these are Moomix. Yeah, these are all Moomix.
No, usually the tourney for Lord of the Rings is like you don't need that many figures. You need about like 10.
It's 1,000 points.
Yeah,
which is massively huge.
Is it really?
It's a giant tournament. Yeah, 1,000 points is fucking gigantic.
Yeah, it's every time I have the buddy who plays Lord of the Rings and he's always just like. Could you 3D print me some columns for the dwarves? Like for a dwarf table? Like yeah, sure. So it's like. So I print the base of the column and I say like what you need to do now is you just get a 1x1 and a little not a 1x1 but yeah I guess a 1x1 like a square dowel and then you put that on the top there and he's like I don't want to do that I want the whole thing to be 3D. I'm like that costs so much money in material and time it's like it'll take 12 hours just to print the base like to print the high column will take days it's not worth it don't do it. I kind of don't want to do. I was like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. It's like,
just buy wedding cake toppers. If you want pillars, there's a shit ton of those available.
Some people just, you can't, they don't understand. They just do not understand.
If that's what you're looking for, like, there's a million billion variants of wedding cake toppers you can just find left
and
right.
Actually, there are, like, huge wedding cake topper columns. Like, yeah. Like big dildo-sized ones that are, like...
Absolutely. They have really ornate, fancy ones, too. So that, like, if you're...
Yeah, but that wouldn't be the dwarves. Dwarves, you need Khazad-dûm style with the
Sure you could find a very squarish... There's so many different types of wedding cakes out there. I would be shocked if you couldn't find
a
one that
would... A dwarven wedding cake?
If you couldn't find one that would fit, I would be very surprised.
Whatever, but I mean, like, most people want to go with the fucking PJ aesthetic, Peter Jackson aesthetic, because that's just what you can do. Or who knows? Maybe when the Lord of the Rings TV show for Amazon comes out, it'll be it'll change up a little bit. I'm so excited for that. I don't care.
I'm gonna pirate the hell out of it.
You're gonna pirate the hell out. You don't have Prime?
No. I avoid Amazon at all costs. If I can avoid shopping at Amazon, I do, which means I haven't bought anything at Amazon in a very long time.
There you go.
Because fuck Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, it's true. Someday he'll get his head cut off in some sort of coup, I believe.
Maybe.
We can only hope.
Or he'll perish with the rest of us in nuclear fire.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we might survive. We're on the outskirts of Chicago enough that we might survive.
We might be able to become hideous mutants.
Yeah. I mean, we'll still be doing the podcast. Be like, welcome to Mutant Cast. I'm your host, Joe. And with me, as always, is my co-host, Joe's Head 2. Hello.
Hello, Joe and Joe's Head 2. It's me, Steve. I'm exactly the same. Yeah. Everyone else is a horrible mutant. Just like, what's your mutation? I'm like, I've got a lot of them.
Turns out Steve was a hideous mutant the entire time. We just had no idea.
Yep. Yeah, here's my quado.
Here's my quado. So just lift it up. Hey, I wouldn't mind a little quado, you know?
Yeah, I got a quado.
I'd get twice the painting done if I had a quado.
Yeah.
I'm sure his little dexterous hands would be excellent at painting.
He could paint more master figures while you paint 28 millimeters.
It's my 10 millimeter quado.
Yeah, this is a quado. He paints my 10 millimeter figures for me.
Yeah,
Quaid, hand me the primer.
So if I'm... So if I'm 6 foot tall, so if I paint, let's say, 28 millimeter figures, if I need someone who's going to paint 12 millimeters, so that's about half. So he'd be half the size. No, I don't think Quado would be able to paint War Master figures the same as I paint 28 millimeter figures.
Mm.
So
I don't know. You would never know until you had a Quado try.
It's true. Like painting War Master would be like the equivalent of painting 54 millimeter figures, which I don't know if he could do. His fingers are too slender and dexterous to paint that size. So I don't know if I'd be able to get all that done. Just to put it in perspective, I did the math right there in my head. All right. Go to Go to Game Classy Facebook page. Best way you could get in contact with us and complain about Brexit. I'm sorry, guys.
It's a hard Brexit.
It's a hard Brexit for you guys.
Hard Brexit.
Doesn't matter. Since Games Workshop has really moved to the universal system for money, it's not like we could get anything super cheap anyway. Well, we might be able to get a little bit of the import cheap.
But importer exporter.
The import export, depending upon how much the conversion rate is, but I really don't give two shits that much. Whatever. I buy all my shit from Hong Kong anyway. Or I bootleg it offline because I'm cheap like that. You could listen to our sister podcast. You could listen to Deconstructed Daycare, Shin Play on Neo. You could also like, comment, subscribe on iTunes. It's the best way you can get help us out. And you could also like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. I don't know why, but you can. I've been watching a lot of
restoration videos.
No, I watch those anyway. Huh. 40K lore videos on YouTube. There's a surprising amount of racism in the 40K lore videos on YouTube.
Surprising?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying that the people aren't racist. Like, I fully expect most of these people to be racist. I just don't expect it to leak into their videos
surprising?
As much.
Surprising? You really think that's surprising?
Girls can't be space marines.
You really think that's surprising? It's I don't know about that one, buddy.
You know what I would love to see? I would like to see more trans stuff inside of 40K. I think they could do it, and it would upset all of the nerds who are into it.
Oh yeah, they would lose their mind.
The fucking political correctness.
Yeah, I think it needs it. I think it could easily work within the. universe.
Anything to troll bigoted fanboys is fine with me.
Like
I don't care what it is.
Like men becoming sisters of battle, women becoming space marines. I think they could do it, and it would like drive people up the fucking wall.
It'd be pretty funny.
Oh, it'd be fantastic, and it'd be progressive, and I'd support it 100%. But anyway, so Steve, until next time.
I got incurable gonorrhea from Jeff's Crab Emporium.
Game Classy.